The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, July 4, 2023. Luis Alberto Arce, President of Bolivia, thanked Army General Raúl Castro, President Miguel Díaz-Canel, and the Cuban people for the hospitality and revolutionary strength conveyed during his recent visit to Cuba. On Twitter, Arce described his work agenda in Havana as intense, while assuring the progress of both countries in areas that strengthen integration, such as security with food sovereignty, health, education, and tourism. "Long live our America with dignity, sovereignty, and social justice," declared the Bolivian leader. As reported by the presidency, Díaz-Canel and Arce met on Saturday, July 1st, in this capital to review issues on the bilateral agenda to promote cooperation in areas defined by both during the official visit made by the Bolivian head of state in December 2021. During the meeting, the Cuban president thanked the food donations sent by Bolivia in support of the populations affected by the heavy rains recorded last June in eastern Cuba. High-ranking authorities and ministers of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation of the Group of 77 Plus China are meeting this Tuesday in Cuba as part of the 14th Convention on Environment and Development, scheduled to last until next Friday. Cuba's Hotel Nacional will host the G77 Plus China meeting, whose pro tempore presidency is held by the Caribbean island and whose objectives include approving a final declaration to take action against climate change, soil degradation, and pollution, and in favor of biodiversity protection. It will also propose the promotion of unity, solidarity, and international cooperation, and work to materialize projects from the South in support of the recovery of ecosystems after the COVID-19 pandemic, taking into account their needs and particularities. According to the organizing committee, the text will promote the use of science, technology, and innovation for sustainable, inclusive, and resilient development for all people. The Environment and Development Convention also has on its agenda, among other meetings, the 18th Conference of Directors of Meteorological Services of Ibero-America, with the presence of renowned personalities of the scientific discipline in the region and representatives of international organizations. The leader of the Cuban Revolution Army, General Raúl Castro Ruz, highlighted the prestige and contribution of the military art of the Academy of the Revolutionary Armed Forces, FAR, Máximo Gómez, which celebrated its 60th anniversary on Monday. In a letter read at the commemorative ceremony for the anniversary, Raúl Castro Ruz congratulated his group for the results in the training and improvement of FAR officers, Cuban television reported. The letter, signed by the Cuban leader, highlights the contribution of this higher-level military education center in the improvement of the military doctrine of war for all the people and the strengthening of the country's defense potential. The ceremony was presided over by the first deputy minister of the FAR, Army Corps General Ramon Espinosa Martin. Cuban Minister of Agriculture, Idael Pérez, on Monday thanked the 43rd Conference of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization for its support to his country in both areas. The minister listed a set of public policies implemented by the Cuban government at the event. He added that they are aimed at achieving improvements in the economy to boost domestic development as a prosperous and sustainable socialist nation. Pérez added that in such a process, Cuba received the contribution of the specialized agencies of the United Nations, mainly the FAO, particularly to guarantee the people's right to food, expressly recognized in the Constitution of the Republic. To this end, Cuba approved the Food Sovereignty and Nutritional Education Plan, as well as a law and a regulation for its implementation. The 42nd edition of the Caribbean Festival or Fiesta del Fuego Fire Festival being held in eastern Santiago de Cuba City from July 3 to 9 resumes its activities with the splendor that characterizes each annual event. This year's festival is dedicated to Mexico and its life and death celebrations, a practice that accompanies the daily life of that nation in which spirituality, magic, cultural diversity, and history converge. The Cuban Ministry of Culture and the Provincial Directorate of Culture in Santiago de Cuba organized the Fire Festival. More than 20 open-air stages will host a program including specialized meetings, workshops on religions in Cuba and the Caribbean, ceremonies and rituals, and a popular music forum as in previous editions of the event. The festival, which was first held as a Caribbean event in 1981, pays tribute to culture and exalts the most authentic roots of the Cuban and Caribbean people's spirituality. And in the international agenda, we have that Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will assume the presidency of the Southern Common Market, Mercosur, at the 62nd Summit of the Bloc and Associated Countries scheduled to take place in the city of Puerto Iguazu, Argentina. Lula will receive for 6 months the pro tempore presidency of Mercosur, formed by Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay, from the president of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez. Press sources assure that expectations revolve around Mercosur-European Union agreement. Despite the fact that the agreement is of extreme interest to Mercosur, Lula alluded to provisions that foresee harsh sanctions for the Brazilian government if they are not complied with during his last visit to France, where he participated in the Power Hour Plant event and the Summit for a New Global Financial Pact. The agreement between the two blocs has been under negotiations since 1999. The trade negotiations ended back in 2019, and those related to political and cooperation aspects ended 2 years later. From thence, the pact has been under review for signature, but the environmental policy during the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro made negotiations difficult. Meanwhile, China and Honduras open negotiations to achieve a free trade agreement that will give greater access to the products of the Central American state to this important market. This decision was one of the results of the recent visit of Honduran President Xiomara Castro. Beijing considers it a demonstration of the willingness of both governments to deepen practical cooperation. President Castro's June visit to China was fruitful in political and economic commercial terms, as it concluded with agreements that should lead to closer and mutually beneficial ties. It was the first trip here by a president of that territory and took place almost 3 months after Tegucigalpa formalized ties with Beijing and breaking off more than 80 years of ties with Taiwan. The talks with its host, Xi Jinping, ended with the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding exchanges in various socio-economic sectors and also the inclusion of the Central American territory in China's Silk Road and Belt project. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.